This is Landon.
This is Zach.
This is Jack.
This is Carpool Sports Talk.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about how the MLB, we're actually going to be doing our way too early MLB predictions, who's going to win. And we're also going to be talking about J.R. Smith and if he would fit in with the Lakers or not. All right, so let's get into it. So first, let's talk about J.R. So Avery Bradley, he's not going to play in Orlando. He's not going to play in the 22 team. Doesn't feel comfortable with it. So now the Lakers are considering bringing J.R. Smith, back on the Lakers. So do you guys think he's going to be a good fit for the team? Or?
Well, I don't. To be honest, I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference because it's not that big of a deal because, you know, we've seen Jared play with LeBron and he's been all right. He's been decent, but he's not an all-star.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think he's like an impact player and he can't make much of a difference as far, he'll be there on the back of the bench, but it's not like he's going to be leading or anything like that. He'll just be a replacement.
Yeah, if anything, he's going to be I don't know if LeBron has memories from when JR messed up the final game one, but if anything, it's going to mess.
Oh, I don't think he's forgotten about that.
If anything, it's going to mess with the Lakers because, they have a good history together, but then, sometimes he didn't do exactly the right thing. So, if anything, you'll work with their team chemistry, and it'll work for the Lakers.
The next topic we're going to be talking about, MLB predictions, way too early predictions for the summer, if there's going to be a 60-game season. But before we talk about our predictions, let's talk about how the 60-game plan could affect all the MLB teams. And which teams could do well and which teams could suffer from.
Well, I think that I wouldn't even call it a season because really when you think about it and you compare 162 games compared to 60 games would be like the NFL playing 5 games and calling it a season. I mean, it's just not, and for records and baseball is founded on history, and I wish the MLB would have just done a tournament and then not even a World Series or anything, just have like a fun tournament with all the teams in it instead of having to worry and just like do the bubble thing that the NBA is doing instead of having to worry about, well, there's this average count because it's not really a full season. It's not even half.
Just think about it though. Okay, if you're just gonna have a tournament, what's that gonna do for business in the MLB? See, you know, the commissioner is making this decision not just based on entertainment, but also the business deals. So, if you're talking about a 60-game season, it's almost like a catch-22 kind of like, but the good thing about the 60-game season that I would choose over a 160-game season is that you get more fans. Well, you get, people go, they'll watch the games more than just 160 games. People want to see the record and see a big difference in teams' records, and I just don't think 160 games. So people have complained about baseball that's either too slow or that, it's just not for them. But if you put a 60-game season, that's going to attract a lot of fans.
Yeah.
And people want to watch it. And it just goes quicker. And you also make business out of it. Even if they do this, they could even do this not only in the 2020 season, but the 2021 season. Because it would be awesome for them because they get a lot more fans.
Yeah. It's when you look in the season, if you limit the games, there's not as much as an opportunity to go to the games because usually there's 160. And it's just like fans come to the games, but once you decrease the games, then there's not as much as a chance. So they're going to want to go to the games, and you can probably charge more and they'll still pay that. So they're going to make some revenue from this. But as Zach said, I don't think they can do this in 2021. I mean, they could do it, but none of the fans are going to like it. I mean, they want a season. Like, in 2021, when this thing is over, if the whole thing is over, the fans are going to want a whole season. I mean, they're not just going to want a 60-game season when there's nothing to confront that, you know?
That's kind of what I disagreed on. I said they could have a 60-game season in 2020. But here's my point. If it's harder for people to get to those games, that's going to increase a lot of revenue. And plus, there's going to be so many more people that go to these games. I don't think they're caring about only what the fans want. They're caring also about what they want in their business. And if you want to make business, you got to make the game shorter, and you got to make it more exciting, like the NFL or the NBA.
The game is for the fans. Baseball, I mean, yes, it's for them, but you need to make the fans excited. If the fans see a 60-game season, and obviously in 2020, if they have a 60-game season, they're going to want to see it because they haven't seen baseball in a while. But if you keep doing 60-game seasons, then they're just going to get bored because they're not as...
No, they would not get bored because... Here's the thing. People have been complaining baseball's too slow. There's too many games. The whole game just slows down. But if you decrease the games, it's like every week, you're excited to watch matchups. That makes sense.
Yeah, but baseball, it's not going to be every week. I mean, 60 games, like one game per team a week is going to be...
No, that's not really what I meant. I mean, like every 5 days or maybe every 3 days or something.
Yeah.
That'd cheer up me. I think that'd cheer up a lot of fans.
I agree with you. It's
baseball. You have 60 games. If they're going to continue this, it's not going to... They can't do 60 games.
Yeah, if they're going to... They got to cut it down a little, shorter. They got
to
cut it down.
I go 100 to 120. Don't go.
If they go to 60, it's just going to be way.
60 games, that's less than the NBA and the NHL.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't have to be 60. It could be 80. It could be even, 90. But I wouldn't say over 100.
I would say over 100. That's just how the game.
In
the original, it was over 160 games. If you cut it down to 60, I mean, if the NBA is 82 games and MLB is 60, the MLB, they usually play every day. So if you play every day, it's short.
Yeah, that would be practically a two-month season. That's not baseball.
We're not just talking about a 60-game season. It could be an 80 or a 90. But people are going to want to see less games and a bigger record. If you're just going to watch 160 games, it's not even worth it. They're just turning on TV. Like, some teams 40 and 40 against 40 and 40. Well, what does that difference make? You'd want, unless you're going to see a team maybe 20 and 5 or something, that would be way more exciting than just seeing numbers.
What about records? Baseball is built on their records. And let's say the whatever per season record you want to give, they can't get that record because there's less games all of a sudden.
Yeah,
the
and
per season record would be changed.
Yeah, if you said that watching someone that's 20-5 is more entertaining. But what if there's someone like a ratio to that? What if they're like 80-10 or something like that, and there's like 120 games? They're the best team in the league easily because they're 80.
That doesn't happen though. That doesn't happen much. No, that does not happen. There's not a big increase. It's a small, small increase.
Yeah, but
it's a small differential.
The only reason people like baseball is because of the history of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
If baseball was a new sport and they created it this year, nobody would watch it because it doesn't have any time restrictions. It can go on forever. Games mm-hmm. go on till 1:45 a.m. in the morning. I mean, if extra innings, like, the games go on for so long, it's not a product that's built for 2020.
Really? Because in this history of baseball, there's been 160-game seasons. Mm-hmm. Guess how many times players have went on strike because people either won't go to games or either players don't want to play. How many? Twice. The NBA has never gone on strike. Neither the NFL. But the MLB twice.
Twice gone on strike because there was too many games?
No, it's not because fans aren't going to games.
Yeah, but
yes, because that's what I said earlier, because it's not an interesting sport in 2020. People these days want everything quick. They don't want to have to watch 3 hours of baseball. It doesn't matter how many games it is. If it was 20 games, there would be a difference. But if it's 60 games, who's going to sit in front of their TV for 3 hours every day watching? I mean, that's only retired.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but who's going to stand in front of their TV and watch 3 hours of 160 games?
They're gonna watch more because there's more opportunity to watch the games. Because there's so many more games, so if people are busy, they can watch more games because it's on more.
That's a good point, but people would be attracted to baseball if there's a time for it. There's a dedicated time, and you got to meet the time. You can also record the game. It's not like you're going to miss the game.
There
if you
is
miss.
A time.
It doesn't matter. It's still 2.5 hours. I mean, it's like
There's a dedicated time. There's a dedicated time to when the season's going to end. It's on a certain date, and even if it gets canceled, like a game gets canceled, they'll reschedule it during the season.
I just heard people complain it's too slow, and they watch the NBA and the NFL. And I think this would be a good thing for them.
It isn't going to help it, because the reason people are watching it is because it's based on, the reason they watch it is
years. They've only, maybe once or twice they've gone to the World Series.
I agree with Landon. I'll go with the Dodgers, too. It's hard to pick because you really don't even know, but going off of, just how they've been the last couple years, they've just been a good program with good guys coming in from their minor league system and good defense, and I just think that's the team that I would pick.
Yeah, and going off what Zach said, that we have seen much of him. That's not true that we haven't seen much of Mookie Betts. But
I'm talking about last season. We've seen a lot of him 2 seasons ago. He's done pretty well. But last season.
But we're comparing him to his usual, like his MVP caliber talent. But now he's not doing as well. He's still doing amazing. But he's not doing as well, so we think he's decreasing that by a lot. But he's actually not. And even if the Dodgers get him, it's not like they're taking away a good asset. They're just bringing one in. They're not taking away from their team.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Yankees. I'm going to be a Yankee guy here. I think now that they didn't have their best year last year, even though they did really well, it was kind of frustrating for the Yankees because they couldn't get Giancarlo Stanton with Aaron Judge just to clash together, And so I think they can do that this year. They've been working stuff out. And I think just the way they want to get back at the Astros, I think that's been a few of them, because yeah. they could have made the, you know, they could have even won it last year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the Yankees. Their pitching's all right. Their hitting's just crazy. They usually find a sleeping, like, you know, they find a sleeper on the team, and he does really well. You know, Aaron Judge, MVP caliber, and I'm going to go with the Yankees.
And I think that goes for the whole league when you say that everyone's hating on the Astros now because they cheated and they shouldn't have won, people are saying. So I feel like the whole league is kind of feeling off of the anger inside of them. So they're going to...
Yeah. Wait, okay, so who's your second one for each of... So for each league, who's your top two teams?
Like from each pennant?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously the Dodgers for the NL. And the AL, I would probably have to go with, I mean, I know people are going to hate me, but I still think the Astros. I mean, they did cheat, but that doesn't take away that went from their amazing talent on that team.
Okay.
They have amazing talent. And just because they are cheated one year doesn't mean they're going to cheat again. And they're probably really mad now that everyone else is mad at them for cheating. So they're also going to strive to get better because they want to prove to everyone that they can win without cheating.
Jet?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Yankees because just for my NL Dodgers and then Yankees for the AL. And that's just because of their weapons, and I think, you know, they just have the talent to win it this year, and I mean, it's really hard to predict, especially because we haven't seen anything, but once we get into a couple of games, it's going to be actually fast-paced this season, because if you go on a five-game, six-game losing streak, you're pretty much done, because the league's moving on if there's only 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I'm going to go, like I said, my AL team, the Yankees. And, you know, don't just say because I'm a fan, but I think you're going to argue with me with this. I like the Dodgers. I like everything they have. But I think the Cubs could actually work toward this.
I'm sorry.
They got a good draft pick. Don't listen to me. They got a good draft pick. Okay, they got a good draft pick. They re-signed almost all their players. Okay, that's almost all of their World Series squad, just their starting lineup. Their pitching needs to be better.
Yeah.
But I think...
Their first aspect.
Their
pitching is their worst aspect. They need to get more... They need to get better.
I think they can improve on that because they've been improving pretty well. But I think they can go with the pennant.
The Cubs are.
Good luck.
They went from World Series champion to not even making the playoffs last year, and now some people on that team are getting older and. Addison Russell, who was amazing on the team, he's went back and forth to the minors and all that. And now that they've been decreasing each year since they won the World Series.
They have not been decreasing.
They have not been decreasing. They went World Series. They went to the playoffs. And
They can't increase after they win the World Series unless they do it again.
No, I'm not saying
that. Which is most likely not to happen.
Because now... They made it to the playoffs, but they made it far in the playoffs right after they won the World Series the year after. And they didn't really make it far the year after. And now, last year, they didn't even make it to the playoffs. So
well,
I,
yeah, but that's just because they're in a really good division. But I think since I think they're going to improve, and I think they're going to win the pennant.
Yes?
You're not a loyal fan.
We'll see.
I'm a fan, but I just don't.
We'll see about it.
Okay.
Are we going to do it way too early? Top 20, or way too early?
Top 5?
Yeah, just top 5.
No, we already did that. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think we're good.
Okay.
Oh.
This is Landon.
This is that.
This is Jack.
Carpool Sports Car.